Boker Tov, good morning. Sorry for the last minute change in time. Today's class will be for the Fu'ash, the Mavol, the Fu'anim, and the Khadam. Chem Dabra, Chavachad, Jenna, Mechan, Mecham, Rivka, Sarabon, Munir, Shalom, Saranda, Bin Merchad, Yifab, the Bar, Rivka, the Chavri, Rivka, the Ster, Shalom, Munir, Sarafarim, and Amish, and Hanai, Fab, and Jeremy, with the Mifa, Chayas, and Hanai, and Hanas, and Hanai, 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 and Simcha ben Avraham ben Achai, the Bader Magad ben Akiva, Shaul ben Kedaluki, the Dor Elina, Abigail ben Miriam, the Avdil ben Nishpan, David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, the Elder Dina bat Fran, Shmuel ben Yishai, Rina Makkah bat Dam, Boaz ben Avram, Dina bat Aaron.
Yitzchak
ben David Hakohen. Okay, today's class is Daf Yud Bet. Okay, we left off at the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Bet, third last line, last word on the line, 11b, Tanur Rabbanan. Kansa rishon leshum in nisuin. If let's say the first husband marries the woman for nisuin, the purpose is for marriage. Veyeshla edim shelo nistera, and she has witnesses that she did not do stira, she did not go in private seclusion with any other man. With her husband, inami, or maybe nistera velo shahata kedei bi'a, or she has witnesses that she went secluded with him, but she did not seclude with him the amount of time it takes to do bi'a. There's a huge machlok in Masachet Sota. What is that time? Daf dalet over there. If you look over there, but anyhow, let's say just a couple of moments. Some say it's the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. Some say the amount of time it takes for the... Right, exactly. Okay, so when we get there, Hashem will learn that sugya. But they didn't have enough time to do that. Ein hasheni yachol lit'on ta'anat betulim. Still, the second husband cannot make a ta'ana saying, I don't think she's a virgin. Why? Shahari kansa rishon. Because the first husband married her. And once he marries her, she's already bechizkat that they could have slept together. Flipping the amud, Amar Abba zot omeret. This teaches us, kansa becheskat betula. If she got married, if she's in the chazakah, when she's in the chazakah of a virgin, benimset beula, but she comes out to become a slept with a woman, she's not a virgin, yesh la ketubah maneh. She receives 100 zuz in her ketubah. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, be'alma le'olam eimalach leid laklal. Really, in general, if a woman turns out not to be a virgin, she doesn't get anything in her ketubah. Vishanehacha, and over here is different, Shari Kansa Rishon, because the first one married her. Meaning over here, the only case where we would say it's different is because the first one married her, so the second husband is supposed to assume that she's not a virgin. Once he's her second husband. So the Gemara says, V'nichu Shema Tachtav Zinta, why aren't we worried that maybe she cheated on him while married to him? So Amar of Sharia, Kigon Shek. The second one. Right? The case was that she married the first one. Right after she married the first one, let's say she got a divorce or however the first marriage ended, right away afterwards she married the second one. So there was no time, and she slept with him right away. So there was no time for her to have done anything while married to him with anyone else. It had to be with him. Okay? Ve'ika demani la amatnitin. Some teach this whole this teaching on the Mishnah. How? Betula almana gerusha chalutza. All of these four, min hanisuin, from marriage, ktubatan mane. All of their ketubot are 100 zuz. Ve'ein lahen ta'anat betulin. They do not have a claim against them of betulim, of saying you were not a virgin.
Betula.
Okay, so the Gemara says, Betula min hanisuin hechi mashkachala. How do we find a virgin from nisuin? Meaning if she's married, how can she be a virgin anymore? So the Gemara says, "Kegon shek nichnesa lechupa v'lo nivala." They went and got married together. They went into the chupa, but they did not sleep together. So Amar Rabba Zot Omer, this is going to teach you, "Kansa b'cheskat betula v'nimtzet beula k'tubatam maneh." Again, we're proving on the Mishnah that if a woman gets married with the chazakah that she's a virgin and she turns out not to be a virgin, her ketubah is still 100 zuz. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, "No, le'olam eimalach be'alma leit laklal." Really, in general, a woman like this would not get any ketubah. And over here is different because she went into the chupa. And since she went into the chupa, the husband should assume that she's no longer a virgin. So when it says, "V'lichu shema tachtav zinta," why aren't we worried that she cheated on him while married him, while after erusin? Amaro Sharbia, Kegon Shekidesh Ubal Le'Altar. What happened is, right after she's married to the first one, she married to the second one, or right when she married to the second one, she slept with him, and so therefore there was no chance for her to have slept with anyone else after being married to the second one. Right after Sin and Nisuin, they slept together. The one who taught this on the Baraita, all the more so on the Mishnah. But the one who taught it on the Mishnah was earlier, it was greater. But I would have thought to say that maybe the Baraita that we brought, the case of the witnesses, and maybe I would say that would not apply over there. Because maybe the man can say to her, I'm relying on the witnesses. The witnesses are telling me that you are a virgin. So I'm relying on them. If it comes out to be that you're not a virgin, why do I have to pay? And so therefore, the one who teaches it on the Mishnah is not necessarily proving to teach this case that we rely on the woman on the Baraita. Okay, new Mishnah. Ha'ochel etzel chamiv b'Yehuda. If someone eats by his father-in-law in the city of Yehuda, shelo be'edim, without witnesses, eno yachol lit'on ta'anat betulim, he loses his opportunity during the marriage to make a claim of Ta'anat Betulim, saying she's not a virgin, because we said that in Yehuda, the men and the women used to go in seclusion together after Erusin already, in order for the men to become more comfortable with the woman. So the Gemara says, from the fact that said that someone who is eating in his father's house in Yehuda, that proves to us that there are places in Yehuda as well that are not eating. They do not eat in the city of Yehuda. Okay, so Amar Abaye says Shema Mina. We can come and learn from this. Yehuda Nami Mekomod Yesh. That in Yehuda there are places. There are places that they eat at the father-in-law's house and they do seclusion. And there are places in Yehuda that they do not do seclusion. Kedatanya, how do we know that? As the Braita teaches, Amar Yehuda. Yehuda Barishona Hayu Miachadin Et Achatav Et Akala. In the beginning, in Yehuda, they used to seclude the chatan and kala one moment, 1 hour before they're going into the chuppah, in order for him to become more comfortable with her. And in the Galil, they did not have this type of custom. In Yehuda, another case, in Yehuda, in the beginning, they used to establish for them two friends or witnesses outside the door, one for him, one for her, in order to examine them at the time of going into the chuppah, meaning, just in case, we don't want the man to come and make a ta'ana that she didn't have blood, if really there was blood, or the woman to come and bring blood from somewhere else, if really she really did not have blood. So they check them right afterwards. Ubegalil, but in the Galil, lo hayu osin ken, they were not accustomed to this custom. The third type. Be'Yehuda, barishona hayu shoshvinin yeshanim bebayit shechatan mekala yeshanim ba. In the beginning, in Yehuda, these friends or witnesses would sleep in the house that the chatan and the kala are sleeping in as well. Ubegalil, but in the Galil, lo hayu osin ken, they did not accustom themselves to doing such a thing. Okay, v'kol shelo nahar k'minahag hazeh eino yachol lit'on ta'anat betulim. And anyone who did not accustom himself to this minhag, he cannot make the claim of, oh, she's not a virgin. So the Gemara's question now is going to be, which minhag are you referring to? We just brought three different cases. So which one are you referring to? The Gemara says, on which one? Ilei ma'areisha, maybe it's going back on the initial part of the baraita that we brought, the minhag of them going in seclusion together. So, kol shenahag mi ba'ilei, it should have said anyone who accustoms this custom of doing seclusion, they can no longer do, they don't have a claim of ta'anat betulim anymore. But it didn't say that, it said anyone shelo nahag, did not have that custom. Ela aseifa, so maybe it's going on the last part of the baraita that we said, of the examining of the witnesses. So the Gemara says, kol shelo mushmash mi ba'ilei, it should have said anyone who the man is not examined, if the man is not examined, that's when we would bring this case into fruition. Whereas, if what did it say? Kol shelo nahag mi ba'ilei. But why did it say lo nahag? If you say anything, that sounds like if they didn't have shoshvinin at all. But in our case, if we're talking about, it should be specifically talking about the man not having witnesses. Why? Because if the man didn't have a witnesses, then he cannot come and say, oh, lo matzati dam betulim, I didn't have virginity blood. Why? Because maybe he's bringing a fake sudar, maybe he's making something up, and this is not real. We never examined it. So it's, since it didn't say kol shelo mushmash mi ba'ilei, they didn't say we're not examining him. So Amar Abaye, what does Abaye say? Le'olam areisha. Really, it's going on the beginning part of the braita. Vetane kol shen nahag. And it really should have said anyone who has the custom of in Yehuda to do seclusion, they lose their chance of doing the claim of Ta'anat Betulin. Amar le Rava, Rava says to him, V'ha kol shelo nahag katane. But it said, anyone who does not have the custom. How can you change the words of the Baraita and say anyone who has the custom? So Ela Amar Rava, Hachika Amar. This is what was meant to say. Kol shelo nahag minhag galil bigalil. Anyone who does not have the custom of the Galil to not do seclusion in Galil. Ela, minhag Yehuda b'Galil. They have the custom of Yehuda in Galil. Meaning, they seclude, they do Yichud after Erusin, even in Galil. Eino yachol lit'on ta'anat betulim. That's what the Gemara was saying, that you cannot make the ta'ana anymore of I didn't find virginity. Rav Ashi amar le'olam aseifa. Rav Ashi says, really it's going on the seifa, not on the reisha. The case of Shoshvinin. V'tane kol shelom mushmash. And the Gemara should have taught anyone who the man was not examined, he loses his chance to make a claim of ta'anat betulim. That's what it should have said. Okay, new Mishnah. Achat almanat Israel, whether it's a widow of an Israel, v'achat almanat kohanim, or a widow of a kohanim, b'ketubata mane. They have 100 zuz in their ketubah. Beitin shel kohanim, hayu govin l'chatchila 400 zuz. The beitin of kohanim, which is, let's say you have a bat kohen, a daughter of a kohen who's married to a kohen, or even an Israel, this beitin, they were specific for the Kohanim's daughters, and it says they used to remove 400 zuz for this daughter, for this virgin daughter, for her ketubah. Velo michu biyadam chachamim, and the chachamim did not rebuke them. They didn't say, "Hey, what are you doing?" Even though usually you're supposed to do 200, they did 400, and they didn't stop them. So the Gemara is going to explain why. So Tana, it's taught ve'almanat Kohanim ketubata ma'atayim. We have a braita that says that the widows of a kohen, her ketubah is 200. Our Mishnah said 100. So the Gemara says, "V'ha anan tanan." We taught on our Mishnah, "Adchat almanat Israel." Whether it's a widow of Israel, "Adchat almanat kohanim," or a widow of kohanim, "Ketubatan mane." They receive 100 Jews. So why did you say 200? Amar Rav Ashi, "Shtei takanot avu." There were two different establishments. Meikara takino lebetula 400 Jews. Initially, they established for the virgin to receive 400 Jews. Bat Kohen, right? A Bat Kohen virgin to receive 400 zuz. Ula almana mane, and for the widow to get 100. Flipping in the amud. Kivan chazu de mezalzele behu. Since they realize that, you know, people are taking, they're messing around and not taking the almanot seriously because it's such a low amount of money. Marry her, get rid of her, give her 100 zuz. What is that? That's very cheap. Takino lehu matan. They established 200 zuz for the almana of a Kohen. Kivan de chazu de kaparshin minayu. Since they saw that the Jews were saying, why should we even marry a widow of a kohen? The Amri ad nesvin and almanat kohanim nezil nesiv betula bat Israel. Until we go and marry, why are we going to marry a widow of a kohen who costs the same thing as a virgin? Let's go and try to find a virgin. We'll pay the same price if we need to get out of the marriage. So ahedrinu lemiltayu, they reestablished to only bring 100 zuz. So that's why there was a back and forth over there. That's how you explain that. So really it was at one point it was 200, and then it went back to be 100.
Why not concerned about anybody who is not a betula that's 100?
So Rashi discusses it, says the benot kohanim were chashuv, since they were daughters of kohanim, chashivei tfei, v'gnai lahem gerushei benotehem yoter meYisrael. They were more important. So Rashi discusses your question, and so that's why the chachamim worried about the bat kohanim more. Beitin shel kohanim v'chule. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo beitin shel kohanim bilvad. It's not only the beitin for the daughters of the kohanim, amru, ela afilu mishpachot hamiyuchasot b'Yisrael. Even the families in Israel who had great lineage, im ratzu la'asot k'derech ha'kohanim osin, if they wanted to do like the kohanim, they could do that. Meaning, they could have in their ketubah 400 zuz in order.
And present the ketubah today anyway.
Yeah. Nowadays, you can add. You're allowed to make it much higher. So the Gemara says, "Meitive." We have a contradiction. Harutzela asot keder shah kohanim osim kigon bat Israel the kohen or bat kohen Israel. If a person wants to do like the kohanim do in their ketubah to make it 400, like a bat Israel to a kohen or a bat kohen to Israel, osim, they're allowed to. So what can you infer from that? A bat Israel the kohen or bat kohen Israel. If there's a kohen in the relationship, who the ikatzad keuna? That's when there's a kohen in the relationship. Aval bat Israel the Israel. But if you have an Israel marrying an Israel, lo, you can infer that you would not be able to make it 400 zuz in that case. Yeah, it's a question. So Gemara says, no, lo mi bayaka amar. No, it's not, it's a lo mi baya kind of thing. It's not, we don't even need the concept. So the Gemara says, lo mi baya bad Israel, Israel. We don't even need to talk about the case of two Israels. De lo matze amar la aluye kama linanlich. He can't tell her, I'm making you elevated. I'm a Kohen making you elevated. He's not a Kohen. He's an Israel. So he can't tell her that. So for sure, in that case, we can make 400 zuz. Aval bat Yisrael le kohen. But if bat Yisrael marrying a kohen, de matzi amar la iluya kamalinalich, the man can tell her, hey, I'm elevating you by my kohen status. Emalo, I would have thought that maybe we do not give them an opportunity to establish 400 zuz. Kamashmala, that's why the Gemara is coming to teach us that even a bat Yisrael to a kohen can have a 400 zuz ketubah in order to protect the woman. New Mishnah. Hanuse et ha'isha, if a man marries a woman, v'lo matzala betulim, did not find her to be a virgin, he omeret, mishe'erastani ne'enaste v'nistachafasadeu. She says, when we got engaged, I got raped, and I lost, you lost out your field, meaning you lost out on your luck, your bad luck. V'hu omer la, v'hu omer, and he says, lo, ki ela ad shelo erastich. He says, no, it was until I got engaged to you, you were not a virgin. And I had a mekach ta'ur. It's not a proper sale, and I want to go back. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim, Ne'emenet. They say that she is believed. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Lo mipia anu chayin. Rabbi Yoshua says, we cannot live from her mouth. Ela harezo v'chizkat be'ula, actually titares. She is in a status of be'ula, of not virgin until she gets engaged. V'hita'atu, and she, you know, tricks him. Ad shetavi ra'aya ledvareha. And she's only believed once she brings a proof to her words. Meaning she cannot be bring a proof. If she brings a proof, then she's believed. Otherwise,
why
we cannot.
Why didn't she come and admit it? If that was the case, she would come and say, listen, I was raped. If she's the one who comes and says that, hapisha asa.
Maybe she was embarrassed. Maybe she was embarrassed. She was afraid the husband would get rid of her. Probably. Gemara, itmar, it was taught. Manen li beyadecha. If I say you owe me money, right? Vehala omer and yode, and the other guy says, I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about. So Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, Amrei chayav. They both say he's obligated to pay the other person back. Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan Amar Amrei patur. They both say no, he's exempt from paying them back. So what's the machloket? Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda Amrei chayav. They say you're obligated to pay back. Bari v'shema bari adiv. This is a case in Tanakama, in Bava Kama. Over there it says, if you have someone who's for sure, he knows you owe them money, and the other guy thinks, I don't think I owe you money, I don't know for sure, so it's for sure versus I don't know. For sure is better. So we go with the for sure opinion, Bari Adif. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan Amre, they say, Patur, you're exempt from paying back. Okay, Mamona bechizkat mare. We establish the money in the hands of the person that is owed, and so therefore hamotzi mechaveru alav araya, the person who is trying to remove money is obligated to bring a proof to his words. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye says to Rav Yosef, had Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda dishmuelhi. The opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, it's really the opinion of Shmuel. They say he's obligated to pay back. That's the opinion of Shmuel. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, hayita meuberet. We're going to see this later on, I think. If she was pregnant. And they say, what's the nature of this baby? Where did he come from? And she responds, Me'ish ploni ve'kohenu. She says, from this man, and he was a kohen. Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emenet. They say she's believed. Ve'amar Rav Yehuda amar Shemuel halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabban Gamliel that we believe her. Ve'amar le Rav Shemuel bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda. Rav Shemuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinena, you sharp one. Amartla mishmei de Shmuel, you said in the name of Shmuel, halacha ke Rabban Gamliel af berishonel, that the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel even in the first case. So the Gemara says, well, what are you talking about? My af berishonel, what first case are you referring to? So he says, af agav, de'ika le'meimar, okay, mamona bechizkat mare. Even though you could have possibly came with this statement and said that you can hold the money, establish it in the owner's hands, meaning in the first case that we brought, the guy was trying to say, you owe me money. Hey, we could say, hey, the guy has the money in his hands. You bring a proof that he owes you money. If you can't bring a proof, you don't get the money. Even though we could say that, Amar Rabban Gamliel Bari Adif, Rabban Gamliel still says that someone who is fluent, someone who knows for sure that they owe the money, he gets the money. So you see that Shmuel is saying, this opinion is really following the opinion of Shmuel, because Shmuel said that halacha follows the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. Okay? Lema Rav Yehuda Rav Huna de Amrei Rabban Gamliel. Let's say the opinion who said that he's owed money is like Rabban Gamliel. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yochanan de Amrei Rabbi Yeshua, and the one who says he's exempt is like Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, in the first Mishnah. So Amar Lach, the Gemara would tell you, Rav Nachman would tell you, Ana de Amrei Afilu Rabban Gamliel. He says, no, I don't only hold like Rabbi Yeshua, I can even hold like Rabban Gamliel. Ad kan luka Amar Rabban Gamliel Hatam. Over there, Rabban Gamliel was always saying what he was saying in our Mishnah, that we believe her, ella de ikat migo, because there's a case of migo, meaning, what did the woman come and say? I was raped after Erusin. Why would she say she was raped? If she wanted to get the best luck, what would she have said? She should have said, I was nitka'etz. right? I had a wood hit me in my private part, and that's why I'm not a virgin. But if she says that she's raped, she's now asura to every kohen in the world. She's asura to the kohanim. So why would she say that? Clearly, if she's saying something that's not all in her benefit, we can assume that it's true. That's why Rabban Gamliel said what he said. Aval hacha, but in our case, my migo ika. What's the type of migo? What we can say since one thing happened, then so we can say something in result. We don't have anything we can say about migo in the case of the guy who's coming to say you owe me money. So therefore, that's why he's saying that Rabban Gamliel would not agree over here.
He could have come and said, I don't owe you.
He's saying, I can even say like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, there's no migo over there, there's no sense. You cannot.
I don't know, he could have said, for sure I don't owe you.
But that's not migo. So the guy who's tovea, he's coming and saying, you owe me money, there's no migo over there. And so that's why he's bringing this case. But really, he could hold like Rabban Gamliel as well, in general. Iname, maybe we can say, Ad kan lo kamar Rabban Gamliel hata. Really, Rabban Gamliel was only saying, Ela da amrinan okma achazaka. We establish the woman on her chazaka. She came into the marriage as a virgin. We establish her as a virgin, as her chazaka. Aval hacha, but in our case, my chazaka itle lehai. What chazaka does the tovea, the guy who's trying to say, you owe me money, what chazaka, what status does he have? You're saying you owe me money. He's saying you don't owe me money. The guy who's saying you don't has the money. How can you prove that he's a chazakah, you owe him money? There's no proof over there, so that's why. But even Rav Nachman could even say like Rabban Gamliel. Hachinami mistabra, it makes sense as well, kidekam shanina. Like we answered, the Rav Nachman who the amarka Rabban Gamliel, the Rav Nachman also holds like Rabban Gamliel. Flipping the amun, the imkan, because if you say that Rav Nachman does not hold like Rabban Gamliel, kashya hilchata hilchata. We have two halachot that contradict one another. How? The Kaimalan, we know, we have a halacha in Masechet Kiddushin and Baba Metzia, Hilchatak Rav Nachman b'dinei. Halacha follows the opinion of Rav Nachman in dinim, in all dinim laws. In all dinim laws, halacha, in financial laws, all halachot follow the opinion of Rav Nachman. Ubeha, and what would he say over here? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabban Gamliel. We said the halacha follows Rav Gamliel. We're talking about a case of monetary law, and we said halacha is like Rav Gamliel, and we know the halacha also has to always go like Rav Nachman in financial law. So then they have to go one another. So therefore, the only way to say is that they are following the same opinion. It must be the way we taught that Rav Nachman really goes like the opinion of Rabban Gamliel, because they're both saying the halacha follows Rabban Gamliel, and we know the halacha also has to follow the opinion of Rav Nachman. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.